Welcome to the Power Walk Ministries broadcast with author and speaker Pastor Paul Cannings. Today we begin a new series on our broadcast titled Broken, Not Defeated. Do you remember when the pandemic struck throughout our communities? For some, it was difficult to be quarantined with those we struggle in relationship with, challenging us to respond to those complications in relationships in a Christ-like manner. Here's Pastor Cannings with the message, Conflict, Don't Run.
If there's one thing that I'm confident that relationships would have, and that is conflict. Even the scriptures say that marriages would have trouble in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. So in relationships, even with Jesus Christ walking on earth, perfect, walking on water, doing great manifestations of supernatural power, there was conflict between him and Peter. Well, obviously, Peter is always wrong. But there's conflict even between Paul and Barnabas. They're godly men, great men of God, committed to the scriptures, committed to carry out the mission of God on earth, no matter the suffering or no matter the sacrifices they had to make. But yet there was conflict. There's conflict throughout the scriptures. There's conflict in marriages that are talked about with a man that God calls righteous, Abraham, and his wife, Sarah. So when we come to the scriptures, we don't find every situation perfect. We find most situations to be dysfunctional or having struggles that God is using those situations to teach us through. And one of those circumstances that God has placed before us is a story of Joseph. And because of so much that is taking place in our culture, in our society today, the pressure and the stress that many marriages, relationships, as churches struggling to survive, all these different things, businesses struggling to survive, business partners trying to make it all work. And we have to learn not to do what most people do when there's conflict, and that is run to a safe corner and say time out. When the Bible shows the opposite. The Bible shows that when there's conflict, when there's difficult situations that are taking place, since we are on earth and we don't struggle between flesh and blood, we struggle with Satan working on different people if they choose to lie, Satan working on people if they choose to live in the flesh and follow the passions and the desires of the flesh, if they choose to live selfishly, if they choose to focus on what they need to gain out of the situation because they need to win, then Satan works in many ways in order to keep stirring conflict. So if we don't learn to develop a commitment to work our way through conflict and grow through conflict, we will not come to the point where we get rid of the flesh and start living in the Spirit, who is our peace. Christ, in conflict, always addressed it. If you see Christ with the disciples, conflict, he addressed it. Pharisees, Sadducees, high priests, he addressed it. Standing in front of Pilate, he addressed it. Peter, it's God's will. Don't cut nobody's ears off. Go about putting the air back on. Do what you got to do, because it's the will of God. I will walk through the process and stay through conflict. We need to learn how to work through it, not away from it. Many people have seen grown up in families where people run from it. When there's marital issues, divorce, when there's family-related issues, people don't talk to one another. People tend to run. And the Bible is saying, no. This is where you grow. It's in the midst of conflict. I'm not talking about physical abuse here. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about differences of opinion. I'm talking about bad experiences that have taken place in the past, but over time, God has allowed those people to be in the same room and having to deal with the issues that was at hand and having to work through it. That's what we're dealing with here in Genesis chapter 42 when we're talking about Joseph and his brothers. What we find here is that God has controlled the entire process of them having to come talk to one another. They wanted to get rid of Joseph because they didn't want to deal with him because he's a constant conflict. He's talking about them bowing to him. His father loves him more than he loves them. He's a constant reminder of the lack of love that their father doesn't have for them. Constant reminder that even showcases that by coming to look for them in a very colored coat that represents the father's love, not the smart move on Joseph's part. So they thought that they could get rid of the conflict. God says, no, we're not going there. God uses what they choose to do for evil for good. Because Joseph followed through on what Paul would tell us in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and that is, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, and I would keep his commandments. What does that loving mean? To keep his commandments. It works well for those people. Not just works well because we're Christians. It works well for those who would say to Potiphar's wife, I can't touch you because this is a sin against God. Is a person who would remember the dream and stay focused on doing what God has called them to do. It's a person who, in the midst of being in prison for something he didn't do, still did what God called him to do. So when there was a conflict in his relationship with God, he trusted God and chose to do what God says that he needs to do. So instead of becoming angry that God is allowing these horrible things to take place in his life, to be on a slave market, people looking up under your lips and checking you like an animal, in spite of that, in spite of being left to die in a well, and you would see the pain that he went through in that situation in verse 22 of chapter 42 of the book of Genesis. And Reuben answered, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child. Young boy, 15, 16, and most people believe 16, and he would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. Why? Because Joseph was in such pain, verse 41, and they said to one another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul. His soul. It came from deep down inside of him when he besought us, and we would not listen. Therefore, is this distress come upon us? So in this story, as they reflect, they help us to understand the pain that Joseph went through. When he is crying out and hollering to them, and he's in distress, it's a word that literally means the person is overwhelmed. They're emotionally stressed out. They're seeing a situation that could cause them to die. They feel hopeless. That's Joseph. That's why he's saying it came from his soul. Joseph was in all of this pain, but in spite of all of this pain, Joseph never turned around and used that against God. So when the conflict arised between him and God, Joseph still trusted God. He still believed in God. He still obeyed God. He still did what God wanted him to do. So now God turns around his obedience for good. And when the butler and the cupbearer came down into that prison, Joseph was let out. And when Joseph was let out, within a day, Joseph is now made second in command to Pharaoh. Why? God has given Pharaoh a dream, and he's allowed Joseph to be a dreamer that goes to a land of dreamers. So Joseph became accustomed to interpreting dreams and understanding who interpreted the dreams. That is God. So when Joseph, continuing to walk with God, continuing to surrender to God, no matter what experiences he goes through, stood before Pharaoh, he said, this dream comes from God. My interpretation comes from God. And Joseph continued commitment to God despite the stressful, difficult, painful circumstances he was going through to become second in command. And God allowed it that a drought came in fulfillment to the dream to Pharaoh. So his brothers were forced to come in an agrarian society, planting crop, feeding animals from what they plant. If you have a famine, there's a huge issue. So they're forced by the will of God, by the circumstances God created, to come talk. What brings victory is when I see the circumstances that I'm going through, I'm not letting that deter us from walking with God. We're going to go before God and pray. We're going to seek out, God, I can't get rid of this depression that you've allowed to be in my life. It's genetic. Now I have it. You've allowed the circumstances in the marriage to not get any better. What are you calling for me to be in this situation to grow and learn from? So now, Lord, that's my Bible study. That's my devotion, to be able to function. And so whether they're lions in the den or not, you are being refined like pure gold to be able to serve and to bring glory to your name. So I become a part of the cloud of witnesses that can help them to keep running their race. God allows these things to take place in a life to teach us perseverance, to bring us to a point of maturity so that we grow up in him to become all he sees us to be. We have to understand that this earth earth is a classroom for us to be purified and ready for the ultimate experience where there are no trials, there are no separations from God, there's no sickness, there's no death, there's no crying. And when we reach that reality, our relationship with God was so refined that we are ready for the victory march. We are ready to wear our crown. We are ready to experience the promises of God forever. And when God brings conflict back to us, we are ready to manage the pain that we still feel. Joseph cried and cried and cried. Joseph will come from one pain to another pain because the pain of his struggle was constantly still with him, but he stayed focused on how he works his way through. And as a result of that, we have a nation that's born in Egypt to be able to move forward with God's plan because God found a faithful man who did not run from conflict. Joseph was willing to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why I say to you today, whether it's a situation where sometimes people divorce, but one of the children get real sick, now they have to talk. Sometimes God has a way of bringing it back that you think you went to another church only for the person to join that church. Sometimes you think you went to another job only for that same boss to show up in a different situation, but the same circumstances there, because God is saying, I want you to learn through me to grow, to test my commitment to you as you surrender your heart to me. So folks, when we face conflict, we're not running to the conflict. We're running to the person who refines us to become better because of the conflict. So at the end of the day, with all the conflict Paul faced, he says, I no longer live. It is Christ that lives in me. So as we go through this series of messages, I pray that we will grow in all the situations that God will allow us to face to be better, not bitter. Stay focused.
Amen, Dr. Cannings. It's our commitment to God that will enable us to respond to others as Christ did. For this series or other ministry resources, please log on to powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. And I'd like to encourage you to also obtain Pastor Cannings' book, Power Up with Jesus. That's 365 days of teaching and encouragement to follow Jesus daily. For these resources, you can also call us at 281-260-7402.
We're so excited that you've listened today. I pray this program has been a blessing to you and prayerfully to your family. If you'd like to continue to receive encouraging messages twice a month, go to our website and email us, or you can call 281-260-7402, 281-260-7402. Then let us know what your email address is. But you go to our website and you click on there. You can put in your email address and we will be most happy to send you our bi-monthly devotionals. We've also prayed that you would consider praying for us and giving to this ministry so that we continue to serve the Lord God, not just where you are sitting listening to us, but around the world.
And now remember to focus not on running away from conflicts, but running to God, who wants to refine us through them.